Okay, so it's Vav Tishrei. The Rambam Chabura is over the recording today. So we've been talking about Perek Dalet and the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, the Arba Vesrin Dvarim HaMa'akrin Es HaTshuva, and we've noted every day that the Rambam concludes the Perek by noting that they're not really Ma'akev, Kolelu HaDvarim V'chayotze Behen Avo Bishem Akrin Es HaTshuva Ein Moninosa. It's not an absolute prevention, and yet in various ways, the category one, once again, is in Maspikan Biadullah says tshuva, category two, or the, what we spoke about yesterday, of Noal in Darchei tshuva, category number three, the Rambam refers to them as Iafshel Aloshev B'tshuva Gemura, because they're Ben Adam L'chaveru, and a person doesn't know exactly who the victims are. And now today we'll talk about Dalid. Mehen chamish advarim osa osan ein chezkasu lashuv mehen lefishehim dvarim kalin beinei rov ha'adam v'nimtza chotei v'hu yedameh she'en zechei. So the Rambam explains that they're dvarim kalin beinei rov ha'adam. So this you have to put in the context of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Vav Alach Aleph derech b'yasu shel adam liyoz nimshach b'diyosav u'b'maisav achar anshei medinaso, that it's part of the human condition that people evaluate things the way that culture and society around them tell them to. And that's a very impressive statement coming in particular from the Rambam, given the fact that the Rambam, of all people, was original in his thought, was daring in his thought. The Rambam of the Yeroi Aliz, the Rambam who struck out and produced the Yad HaChazaka, on the grounds that he could summarize and distill all of Torah Shebaal Peh for us. So that same Rambam still admits, Derech B'yaso Shel Adam, Lios Nimshach B'deyosav Masav Acharan Shem Dinaso. So the Rambam says here, Lefi Shem Dvar Mekalim Be'enei Rov Ha'adam. So what happens is a person then draws the conclusion, V'nimshach Chotei, V'hu Yedamash Ein Zochet, V'elu Hein. So these are the five examples that the Rambam gives. Ha'ochel Misuda Shenem Aspekas Le'bailam, person's in Oreach, and he's eating from the Seuda, but really the hosts who are trying to be generous are not well off. And in such a case, the person, in fact, is really taking away from the host. The person invited me. So that's narrowly true, but you have to take into account, sort of read in between the lines of social interactions. The person may feel pressured. The person may be embarrassed. And so there's always a need for great sensitivity, especially on the part of an oreach, to look around to see what exactly is going on, especially if there's reason to believe that that money is an issue. Beis. Hamishtamesh be'avoto shel ani. So you take the collateral of an ani. There's an outstanding loan, so you have the collateral, she'avot shel ani, enu alokigon kardom, amachareisha, something very simple, not something fancy where you're going to be poches bedameha, but you're using the shovel, and again, it was a cheap shovel to begin with, and you're not damaging it anyway. V'yomar belibo, let's note that, v'yomar belibo, enan chaserim, v'arei lo gazalti oso, but really you're not allowed to use it. So again, the person imagines themselves, because there's no financial impact, that there's no issue here in terms of shlichus yad. So the expression the Rambam uses, v'yomar belibo, is entirely appropriate, because let's not forget that the Rambam's definition of tshuva is relative to vidoy, v'chayev lizvados bisvasav v'lomar inyanos elu shegomar belibo. So tshuva is balev. So v'yomar belibo einam chaserim, and therefore he's not going to engage in tshuva. Gimel. Hamistakel barayos malal daito she'en bechach klum she'omer v'chiba'alti o karavti etzla. Was there any kind of negia? Was there anything of that nature? V'hu onu yodeya, but a person doesn't believe, because culturally it's not accepted, she'ri'as heinayim avon gadol, that it's intrinsically an aveira, she'hi goremes legufan shalaraya she'nemar v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. So this is an Issa d'Oraisa that you might conceptualize as a Gezeira d'Oraisa, but nonetheless, an Issa d'Oraisa that leads a person to Gufan Shel Arayos. The Ramban in his essay in Parshas Nitzavim, where he talks about So the Ramban's definition of that, many people think that it has to do with Zadar than Shkaga, that is a person is going to engage in satisfying certain kinds of taivos, and what's going to happen is greater taivos will eventuate. So that's consistent here with this line in the Rambam. Dalet hamiskabed b'klon chavero, and let's not forget in Perek Gimel the Rambam defines this as one of the things a person loses their chelek in olam haba. So a person is reveling in the shame that somebody else suffers. Omer bilibo, there's that expression again, right? Because tshuva is belev she'eno chata she'eno ched. Excuse me. So maybe there's only busha if there's a victim. Can there be a victimless crime here? So the Rambam, yes. So a person says, well, he's not, you know, I'm not saying anything to him, but internally I'm feeling pretty good about myself because I see that this person is suffering shame. So that is a situation where a person is omer belibo, and once again, he's omer such a thing belibo, erroneously, says in his heart, there's no way that he'll engage in tshuva balev. And finally, achoshet b'ksherim, once again, omer belibo, she'en ochet, if he shomer, me'as yisulo, v'chiye sham el chashan. I'm just suspicious of the person, shema asa o lo asa, right, we just had the haftarah the first day of Rosh Hashanah, v'yach shuva eli the shikara, the gemar in brachos, and lamin aleph. So it's serious avera v'yun udeya sheze avon shemesim adam kasher b'daito kebal avera. In that case, Eli actually expressed it ad matay tishtakarina siri neich me'alayich. But even if a person wouldn't, we're talking about dvarim shebelev. But again, this is the Rambam l'shitaso, because dvarim shebelev hits at the very, very heart of tshuva tarte mashma. Everybody have a wonderful day.